Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, Chew, C-H-E-W, 92601. Today's 10-9. Chief complaint, frequent urination, number one. Number two, history of diabetes. Number three, history of breast cancer. Number four, history of neuropathy. Number five, her hemoglobin A1C at one time was over 14. Now it's 5.6 under current medication. Next number is leg pain related to neuropathy. Next number is hypertension. Next number, strong family history of stroke, breast cancer, uterine cancer, thyroid cancer. Our patient is a 62-year-old woman, married 43 years, has three children. She's fixing to be a great-grandma. She had breast cancer in 1997 and 2016 and was on tamoxifen for 5 years. Is being followed up by her oncologist on a yearly basis since it's been 5 years since recurrence, period. The paragraph, she's a retired kindergarten teacher. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink, period. Last period, she tells me, was years ago, surgery, appendectomy, breast surgery, and that's it, allergy, augmentin, codeine, and Levaquin. Surgery, medical problems, breast cancer, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, leg pain, hypertension. COVID immunizations up to date, times two doses. Family history, strong history of heart disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft in all grandparents, history of breast cancer, history of stroke, history of thyroid cancer, uterine cancer, pancreatic cancer, and yeah, those are all the issues she said. Review of system, otherwise the same as above. Blood sugars stable. Last A1C was 5.6. Colonoscopy is up to date. Mammogram up to date per specialist. This is a 62-year-old woman who appears to be in no distress. She appears slightly older than admitted age, 139 pounds, 96%. 98.6, 16, 112, 116 over 70. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs, fewer bronchi have them soft. Make sure to have the skin shows no ice roll in the course of the amnesia. No extremity shows no edema. She definitely does not have any nausea, vomiting, CVA, tinnitus, or symptoms of polynephritis. Number one, tachycardia, push fluids. Number two, does not appear to be septic. Number three, your analysis shows trace leukocytes. Positive glucose, number 7, rosefenogram now, next number, macrobid 100 milligram BID, next number is lots of liquid, next number, no nausea, vomiting, next number is tolerating Ozempic well, next number is A1C has come down nicely. As far as medical medications, put down, see the medication list provided by patient. History of congestive heart failure in distant past, most likely related to her breast cancer and or medication related to it. Ejection fraction stable at this time. Next number is on Corrigan digoxin because of that. Next number, because of family history of stroke, we looked at a carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number, because of family history of thyroid cancer, we also looked at her thyroid. There no evidence of cancerous cysts was noted. Next number, no evidence of uterine cancer was noted. Next number, if she gets nausea, vomiting, dizzy, or any other changes, she will return or go to the emergency room. Once again, she doesn't appear to be septic, no evidence of polynephritis noted. Thank you.